Hello, my friends, and welcome back to our six-part series on how to help people like you. This is tactic number three: be happy, bring the happy, smile. And as crazy as that sounds, you know, the statement of help people like you, it really is true. You know, we could sit around all day hoping that people would like us, but if we don't adjust our actions to intentionally help people like us, they might miss that, you know, we're trying to like them, we're trying to get them to like us, so maybe we can do some business, maybe get into a relationship, any of that, these things. So the series, the six-part series, is designed to help you, for the first part, for sure, get you engaged in from a different paradigm and understanding that it really is a good idea to intentionally help other people like you.
And it does take effort. It doesn't take a lot of effort to put a smile on your face. But
as soon as you said it, I'm like,
but it does take effort to be genuinely happy most of the time. You know, I've got some friends who they say they're happy, and they are, but I have to remind them sometimes, maybe you ought to tell your face that you're happy, because they look like they're not. And so feeling it on the inside is one thing, and you have to show it with your face, and vice versa. You can show it on your face, but if it's not genuine and from the heart, that shows through very quickly.
It's true. My personality is what you'd call a melancholy type personality, with, you know, with some cleric, which would be, so the melancholy would be analytical process, a little bit on the colder side, more difficult to create relationships. And the cleric, hard driver, getting things done, abrupt, and just making things happen. And so those two personalities combined together, you know, that can be a bit of a turnoff for people. And I had to learn how to soften up a lot and be the initiator or more proactive in helping other people like me by, you know, because I was happy inside, always have been, but it's like Catherine was saying, I didn't necessarily, you know, show it on my face. And so now a lot of the time, it's, I really work at bringing out the happy, because there's lots of personalities out there that, my young son, he is all the time happy, but he shows it all the time. And so my job for my personality is to continually work on bringing out the happy all the time. You know, one thing you will notice, people, there's lots of miserable people walking around, and it might not be based on any personality. They're just miserable. They've got things going on in their lives, and they're having a difficult time managing their emotions, and so they bring out the miserable. And so you could give them a diamond ring, a nice watch, send them on a trip, and or give them $1 million, but it's very short term, and the happy doesn't come out. So, you know, you give a miserable person $1 million, they're still miserable.
Absolutely. And people are not drawn to miserable. You know,
no.
Nobody wants to be around Eeyore. They want to be around Tigger, because they're drawn to people who are happy and joyful and positive and have a great attitude. People aren't drawn to people who are down and sad and just low on life. And so it's important to work on that attitude. And one of the very best ways to do that is to start smiling. A smile can change your attitude just like that.
It's true. You know, even on the phone, like if you talk to people, at least you want to move away from, you know, the people that we know immediately, like our family and calling wives, husbands, kids, whatever. Although that also matters and accounts, but it's easier to see this example if you're talking to someone in business, or if you're in business talking to a client or a prospective client, is they can hear and see whether or not you're happy or miserable, or don't want to be calling them, or don't want to be working at where you're working at, you don't like it, all through the tone of your voice. They know if you're smiling on the other side. And there's so many examples that, you know, I know that you could give and I could give as well, of people that are terrible on the phone. And it's not that they're terrible people, it's the mannerisms that they use on their phone are, I think it's even more obvious of how they feel inside comes through on the phone versus if you just saw them from a distance. It's painfully obvious when someone is not bringing the happy on the phone. And, you know, I'm in Canada, in Nova Scotia. There's a company called Wilson's, and I use them for propane. And I'm telling you, like, their main staff that I deal with is in Bridgewater, Nova Scotia, and they're amazing. And I know every single time they're smiling on the phone. There's one lady in particular, Vicky, and she just always makes me feel good when I'm talking to her on the phone. It's, I know she's smiling on the other side when I fly WestJet versus Air Canada. WestJet makes me feel good all the time. And it's because they're smiling and they literally work at bringing out the happy inside. And you'll think about Southwest Airlines with Herb Kelleher. One of his things with his employees is that if you bring a bad attitude to work, there's something in their legal stuff when they hire them as an employee that they're allowed to fire an employee if they have a bad attitude. And so when you have a bad attitude, it comes out in your non-smiling face. You have a good attitude, man, you light up the entire space and the people around you.
Yeah, smiles and attitude and happiness, they're all very contagious, as are the flip side of those things, but we're talking about smiling today. Yeah. It is contagious. And so whether you're on the phone or whether you're face-to-face talking with somebody, the way you smile and project yourself is contagious. So if you're on the phone and you're smiling and you're upbeat and you're energetic, what it says to the other person is, I'm happy to be on the phone talking with you right at this moment.
Oh, so true.
Yeah. And so what you do is you feel happy to be on the phone talking with that person at that very moment. And so yeah. It goes both ways, and it just leads to a much better experience, much better interaction, and just a better deposit into your relationship with that person, whether it's on a personal level or on a business level.
Who do you want to do business with? Someone that really makes you feel like they like you, or someone that doesn't? Who do you want to be in a relationship? Like, you go to a restaurant or a coffee shop and you meet some wonderful young lady or some young boy and they smile at you and make you feel good, or the other person who's just grumpy and doesn't make you feel good? Which one do you choose? Which one do you want to choose? People that make you feel good, it makes the world go round.
Absolutely. And attitude and smiling is just a decision. There are times that I get up on the wrong side of the bed. Doesn't happen very often, but sometimes I do. And I just have to tell myself, Catherine, you're going to smile today. You're going to have a good attitude today. And the more often you tell yourself that, and just the very act of putting a smile on your face makes you feel happy and it uplifts your spirit. And that just makes your day go better. It makes your attitude lift up. It makes people around you joyful. It just makes the day go much more smoothly. And it's a great way to draw people into you and be to help them like you, is to be positive and pleasant and happy.
Think about the doggy and the dog example from, I think it was yesterday or a couple of days ago, and the dog running to the door to meet you, like it's at your house, or runs up the driveway to meet your car. It's just happy. If that dog could smile, man, it is just showing you that the dog loves to have you come home to it. And, you know, that's how I look at when I meet people, is being that dog, being so happy that the people that I'm meeting know by default that I like them. I want to be around them, which it just helps them like you way better.
And it really is an internal job. You can dress yourself up. You can give yourself gifts. You can buy stuff for yourself. You can do all these things externally. But being happy comes from the inside. It really is an internal, intrinsic attitude and decision to just let that come out.
Smiling isn't just for the other person to help them like you. It changes your entire life because it's an internal thing that you're actually doing. It gives you a better attitude. It gives you better jobs. Your sales improve. Your relationships are better. Everything is better when you're bringing the happy because you've worked on, you've intentionally worked on being happy.
Let's look at a few tactics on how you can actually increase your level of happiness or put that smile on your face. So let's say you're walking into a business meeting or you're already in the meeting and your attitude you notice is not great. Maybe you're a little bit nervous. Maybe you there's someone in the room that's kind of bothering you a little bit. Maybe you're not quite comfortable with the information that you're about to present, whatever the case might be, and you're feeling like you can't put a smile on your face and you're not that happy. One of the things that I do is I stop and I think about something that makes me happy. I think about a funny event that might have happened that week. I think about my kids because they make me happy. I think about something that brought joy to my life, and just the very act of thinking about it will change the look of my face. It'll soften my eyes. It'll make put a little smile in the corner of my mouth. It'll just make me look relaxed and engaged and interested in the meeting and more approachable to the other people that are in the room with me. So that's one tactic. Think about something that brought you joy.
Here's something that sounds really dumb that works amazingly well. I know because I've done it. And you can do it with a mirror as well. That's kind of old school and a little bit more inconvenient. But take your camera on your phone. Take your phone, switch it on the camera in the selfie mode so you can see the screen and just look at yourself, take a picture, and then start smiling. As dumb as it feels, just do it when no one's around and you can feel silly all by yourself. Take some photos of smiling and without thinking anything, just smile and take photos, because the photos, what they're gonna do is prove to you how differently you look and how your face lights up or not, and then how you're internally feeling. So you take these photos, and then here's the thing that I really do all the time is I think of something really funny, not like a joke or anything, because jokes aren't as powerful as if you use something that has personally happened to you. So me and Catherine were taking photos together. We want to do a nice selfie or something like that. And I just make a joke. Hey, babe, fake smile. And she's like, how do you do that? I literally think of something funny that's happened in the past. And it could be anything. Like, I don't know. What would be something?
Some funny stuff that happened in the Navy or...
Yeah, anything that happened...
Funny things like, that happened between you and
way
I.
Way back. But usually it's just personal stuff that's just happened between ourselves. And like, it's usually not funny to anyone else, but it'll make me grin from ear to ear inside. So like right now, I'm just grinning, but I'm just happy inside, but I'm thinking some silly things. And it just gives you these big smiles, your eyes light up, and you take a selfie of that. And then you stop, and you flip back through those photos. You will be amazed at how different the look on your face is compared to if you're not genuinely smiling at that camera. So I use that all the time, and just to sometimes joke around with myself. I'll be by myself and have my cameras like.
But you've practiced. You did practice smiling a lot.
I practiced. Yeah. Because when you do public speaking as well, you have to learn how to smile when you talk. And that feels really weird too.
I remember when you and I first got together, I don't naturally have a smiling face. I have a fairly serious look on my face. Even though I'm happy, I'm one of those people that you have to tell your face that you're happy. And Phil would say, I want you to go over. We'd be in a restaurant or out. And he would say, go over and stand there and see how long it's going to take anyone to come up and say hi to you.
We used to do dumb things like that.
Because I looked totally unapproachable solely because the look on my face was not open. And then I said, okay, I'm going to try it again. I'm going to smile. And I would smile and greet people and show that I was open and inviting. And lo and behold, people would come up and talk to me. So the stuff really does work.
We used to eat out a lot. And so people, the servers at the restaurant, if you don't smile at them and you look cranky and miserable, there's a whole difference rapport that gets built versus if you smile at them, you look at them in their eyes and smile and say hello, you get a whole different response. And considering that they're bringing out your food, I always smile.
Absolutely. You never know what might wind up in your food. So the other thing that you can do is practice in a mirror. I mean, if you don't want to take a picture of your phone, that's great because you can capture it and go back and look at it. But just look in a mirror and say hello and have a quick conversation with yourself and just check and see what expressions you have on your face. And you'll notice that you've got trends. Maybe you don't smile much. Maybe you're a great smiler. Maybe you squint, or, you know, you'll notice different things about what you tend to do when you're having a conversation. So the mirror is also a great place to practice.
Whistling works really good. But if you're a bad whistler, do it quietly. Mm-hmm.
Listening, whistling, smiling, laughing, any of those things. You can sing, and it just will lift your mood and make you genuinely happy. So we would like to issue a challenge to you today. We would like you to take your phone, put it in selfie mode, take a picture of yourself frowning, a couple different frowns, then take a picture of yourself with your face in a fairly neutral position, and then take a couple pictures of yourself smiling. Big smiles, teeth showing, small smiles, just the lips showing, no teeth. And just practice and play around with it and see the difference that it makes on your face and how much more approachable you look when you're smiling. And that's what we're talking about, how to help people like you. And one of the ways is to show just how approachable you are. So try that little challenge and see what you find out.
All right, so remember, smile, bring the happy, bring the joy. It's gonna be an awesome day. It's gonna be an awesome year. Your life can be great. Start with smiling. See you guys later.
Have a good day.